Welcome back to Risky Business. This is episode 15.
It is college football championship week. We have made it, sadly, to the end of college football. Great end of the season, though. We'll talk about that in the pod later. College football championship week and NFL week 14. So, a lot going on. Football's still kicking, so enjoy it while it lasts because it's going fast. We're recording this on December 4th, 2024, and please remember to always gamble responsibly. What a week it was. How about them Buckeyes?
Yep. We didn't have the pod because we were too busy celebrating the win. We actually just knew it was going to happen, so we didn't want to, you know, get ridiculed for our pick of Michigan Moneyline. Funny story, my brother did actually bet Michigan Moneyline and won some nice money off it.
Yeah, Boo Boo's won like $45. It was a good day for him.
$5 bet, can't complain, for one game.
Yeah, pretty stress-free.
What is that odds? At the start of the game, some people were saying there was like 22-point favorites.
Yeah. I don't know what the money line is. Probably plus 1,000 or something.
You know, time of recording, what is it, 8? No, 7. 7 on a Wednesday night, 7:30. December 4th. Guess what's going on right now?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, we're just watching some college basketball, and the Buckeyes are down to Maryland, 50 to 17 and a half. I hate to see it. You know, they've had a rough last couple of days.
They might be down bad. The best part about last week was seeing Ohio's Tate, that Barstool guy that's gone big recently, seeing him in utter misery made my week.
The funny part is he seems like genuinely normal dude.
Yeah.
But he is. Like, he said it too. If we win the Natty, Michigan wins the Natty.
Yeah, because we beat them. So, it just completely ruined their season. Like, so many Ohio State fans don't even want, they're not even excited about the playoffs. Like, when game time rolls around, they'll be into it again. Mm-hmm. But for these next 2-3 weeks, whatever it is until they play that first game, oh my word, they're just in shambles.
So many had hotel tickets and Big Ten tickets.
Yeah, you can get, I heard today, you can get Big Ten tickets for $20.
Yeah, nobody's watching Indiana, Oregon. Oregon fans aren't going to, or Penn State, Oregon. Oregon fans aren't going to travel.
Yeah.
And it's honestly a drive for Penn State people.
Yeah, it's not.
And the Buckeye fans are selling their tickets to Penn State fans.
I mean, they were so sure they were going to win. I was pretty sure they were going to win.
I mean, I thought they would win.
Okay.
I would be lying if I said I didn't think Michigan had any chance, but the way we did it.
We made up a play sheet, and we just got too busy to actually record the pod with Thanksgiving weekend and everything. I believe we both had Michigan to cover on our play sheet. So I was all over, even at 19.5, I said, give me Michigan. Because this is.
We had a difficult schedule. We had people are talking about Georgia and their schedule and how they're doing, yada yada. Michigan had a gauntlet this year. We played, the number 4 team, the number 2 team, the number 3, Texas, Indiana, Ohio State, Oregon.
Yep. And sprinkle in a trip to Washington. You had USC at home. I know they weren't any good this year, but still.
No, it was awesome.
The point is, Michigan had played good teams, they were tested, and they're in Ohio State's head so bad. Ryan Day was trying to prove how big his wiener was all game instead of just focusing on winning, and it cost him.
It was just horrible seeing him after the game, awestruck. I mean, it was so bad we fired our offensive coordinator after beating Ohio State.
Yeah, I wonder that's probably never happened in the history of the game where the winning side fires an OC or a DC after the game.
Kurt Campbell's probably genuinely confused, but
He had to go, though.
If he had a brain. It's good to see Michigan's being serious. But, yeah, we don't need to talk about all our losses. The only thing that hit between the two of us 2 weeks ago was Sunday night over, which I should be taking the over with Chargers Chiefs.
What's it at?
I don't know, but last couple times the over's been hitting.
It's evening out. But, yeah, that was the most satisfying and delicious victory I can remember in a... Like, those wins the last couple of years against them were fun and amazing, obviously.
Because
but those
were high, like, stakes.
Yes. Those were legendary Michigan teams, though. Like, this was the worst Michigan team I've seen in my life. And I've watched John O'Korn run football.
Worst? There was a Rich Rod 3-9.
Okay. In the last...
In the last decade.
Decade, 13 years. Worst Michigan team in a long time. We just got straight booty on our TV right now.
That's the Ohio State.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. At least in the last decade. And it was just a tough watch. Like, every week, it was the only game on my TV. I'm like, I'm still a fan. But man, you get distracted easily. You turn off. I remember Oregon game. We couldn't stop them. I shut it off for the third quarter. I did something else, and then I kept, you know, I was keeping tabs. And then I was like, oh, wait, we're actually kind of competing with Oregon. And it would have been down to one score if we didn't completely botch it with Alex Orji.
Yep. And it was just objectively, like, people were tweeting before the game that Michigan has the chance to do the funniest thing in the history of sports. And objectively, like, that is the funniest result ever. They buy... Like, with the context of it, them spending all this money on their roster, getting Chip Kelly, all these big-name coaches, just to beat Michigan and run the score up on them. Michigan's got their worst team in a decade.
They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a guy that can throw a forward pass.
Yeah, it's 62 passing yards.
Anybody could have known to put touch on the ball in the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah, that interception to we tried. We didn't even play good. We tried to give them the game, too, and they refused.
Good. Ready for it? I'll give it to Hall because he had a pick. Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, linebackers.
Dominic Zavada.
Yeah, Dominic Zavada and Khalil Mullins.
Yeah. Beat him with five dudes and a bunch of nothing burgers.
The fact that I didn't see Jeremiah Smith more than five times in the game is the funniest thing.
Yeah, didn't throw him the ball. Is,
I promise you, the coverage was not...
Like I said, the more and more I think about it, like, every time I think about the game and what happened, it just gets funnier.
It doesn't... Like, it... So, I saw a couple fans. It's so bizarre what happened. They're convinced Larry Ellison paid Ryan Day.
Oh, yeah. They got their tinfoil hats on down in Columbus. They're...
Conspiracy.
Yeah, they're all over the map.
But all jokes aside, it makes you think, like, you and I, who are completely, inadequately, you know, served to know anything about football, could have drawn up a better game plan to beat Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have just, and I understand Will Howard threw his picks. I would have been running crossers on that zone. The entire, like, they can't guard Jeremiah Smith. And when they do go on an island, you're chucking it deep every single time.
Yeah.
And all I would tell my guys to do is run outside zones and sweeps because they couldn't keep up with them. They actually moved the ball,
but that's,
when they ran away from the...
That's not tough.
It just doesn't.
Tough is running right at Mason Graham.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to show how tough you are.
And yeah, they're going to say they're... That's the... I wish the expanded playoff was not this year and their season was just over. And they were playing a bowl game, and we were playing a bowl game. That just didn't matter. Because we ruined them. Now they have, like, any other year since the beginning of football, any other year their season's over.
Yeah, if you would have lost to a 500 team, that was terrible.
Any other year their season's over. But now, all right, we're getting distracted. We got plenty of plays. Let's go to college, though. We are now officially into championship weekend.
Yes, it is champ week. We made it through the slate all the way to this. Start us with Army.
Yeah, we got a Friday game at 8, under the lights, Tulane at Army. Army's plus 4.5 at minus 108. I'm going to take Army to cover. Tulane just got beat by Memphis. They were down 17 in the fourth quarter. They ended up losing by 10, but Memphis kind of handled their business. Army technically is fighting for a playoff spot. By all technicalities, I think UNLV is ranked 20th. So if UNLV beats Boise State, they'll probably go over Army. But just theoretically, Army's going to, they're going to be playing for everything. Both teams are going to run the ball. So this helps Army because they score all the time. They're going to go blow for blow, shortened game. They're covering.
Yeah, I'm just staying away from Army. Kind of what I did with Navy when Navy took that loss to Notre Dame. I said, I'm done. Kind of playing Notre Dame changed Navy, and I hope it didn't change Army, but I'm not risking it. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from this, but it's weird seeing Army as an underdog.
They've been favored. I feel like I'd be doing the military disservice if I wasn't taking my Black Knights one more time.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't even say one more time. Next week, I'm taking them against Navy.
Oh, yeah, they have one more game still. The granddaddy of them all.
But this is their conference championship. They're fighting for the playoff. Which, can they even go to the playoff?
Who? Army, you talking?
Yeah.
I thought so. If they win it, don't they? Or do they have to win it and be the best group of five team?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. UNLV, will they jump them if they won two games by like 80 points? Hmm. I'm not even taking them to win. I'm taking them to cover. All right. Take us away to Saturday at noon.
All right. Big 12 action, the conference you were not asking to hear from. Really weird year for the Big 12. You got Arizona State. Probably going to win the conference. And I'm going to take Arizona State to cover, -2. They are a wagon right now. I don't know how else to say it. Did not think I'd be saying that at this time this year. But their coach, that Dillingham guy, is legit.
Youngest in the country, I think, right?
Yeah, he's got the baby face rocking. He's a little baby face assassin. Cam Scataboo, first team all name. And he's actually a first team all running back, too. He's insanely good. Arizona State runs the ball really well with Scataboo, as I mentioned. Iowa State, they struggle to stop the run, so I think it's a bad matchup here. And Arizona State's just the hot team. Yeah, sometimes in sports you just gotta ride the hot hand, and I think this is not enough points here. I think Arizona State wins relatively comfortably.
I like it because what are Arizona State's losses? Do you know off the top of your head?
I do not. I haven't followed them close, but
they lost to Cincinnati by 10, and they lost to Texas Tech by 8.
Where were those? Those were earlier in the year?
Middle to earlier, yeah.
Okay.
The reason I like it, I don't like teams that give up that many points and get blown out. Like, they lost to 9 by Kansas, Iowa State. But it was not close at all at any point in that game. I remember watching it because I bet on Iowa State to beat Kansas. I don't like teams that do stuff like that. I love Arizona State. Part of me wants to take it, but we are not convincing each other this week. We are not. Nope. Stick with your team.
Nope. There's a reason we put them on the play sheet. So, also, they're kind of like a team of destiny this year. They feel like that team that's just not going to lose.
Is this first year?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's kind of like that first-year vibe, Harbaugh, first year, you're going to win 10, 11 games, have a really fun season.
Yep.
You're not in the business of losing to Iowa State. They're a fake 16.
Yep. Give me Arizona State. Enough said.
I like it. All right, another Saturday at noon game, MACtion.
MACtion, you say?
This should be on a Friday. Don't know what's wrong with the world. It's Ohio versus Miami of Ohio, so I'll be referring to them as Miami. No, they're not the U. They're going for back-to-back MAC championships.
Which team?
Miami. Mm. They've already beaten Ohio once this year. 30-20. They were up 30-6 at the start of the fourth quarter. The game was over.
Yeah, they put in the backups.
Yep. And Blaine Gabbert's little brother is a quarterback.
Is he really?
That's right. Don't know his name, but it's Gabbert. They're going to be back-to-back champions. It's actually Miami, Ohio, -1.5 at -112. I'm going to take them to cover.
All right.
They're going to win by at least two.
Why is that line minus 1.5 if they blew their doors off earlier in the year?
Because they're actually, they have a worse record. They're 8-4, and I think Ohio is 9-3, but I had this pulled up, sorry. They're 8-4, but they're on a 7-game win streak.
Ohio is? Okay.
Miami
is? Okay. So they're hot.
8-4. They're on a 7-game win streak. So, yeah, I'm going to take the hot hand, like you said.
Yep.
And they've already beat them once this year. And I understand. It's not the NFL, though. Like, you can beat teams twice in 1 year.
Plus, they played in the champ game last year. They know what to do to win. They know the vibes. There's something to be said for that.
Yeah. So, there's your back-to-back champ. They're covering minus 1.5.
Okay. You good on that? Or do you want to keep talking action?
If it was on Friday, I'd be a little happier, but I'm going to let it slide.
All right. Big Ten. Saturday at 8 o'clock from Indy. Penn State and Oregon, the matchup we obviously thought everyone thought was going to be Penn State, Oregon.
At the beginning of the year,
for sure. No surprise there. James Franklin owes Michigan a ginormous thank you for cheesing him into the Big Ten championship.
Did he even say anything?
No, he didn't thank Michigan.
He just explained to Mike Locksley why he ran up the score on him.
Yeah, he was busy getting in a fight with the Turtles.
I like the Turtles.
So this line is really funky. It's Oregon by 3.5, and I think that's very telling. The world is on Oregon. A lot of the money, a lot of bets coming in on Oregon. So why has this line held firm at 3.5? Why is that not leaking to 4.5, 5?
You sound like Mike Bologna.
It's because Vegas knows something. And even though it might seem weird that Penn State's only getting 3.5, there's a reason for that. Give me the Nittany Lions. Cue the We Are Penn State.
Just so you know, that moved to minus 115, but it is still 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I'm in agreement with you.
So let me give a little more here. If Ohio State was in this game, they were an auto play to cover, win, whatever it would have been against Oregon. I don't feel good about Oregon in this Big Ten championship for whatever it may be. There's something to be said. They've never played in a Big Ten championship game. They've never, experienced that. Penn State was just in it. I'd say just. 2016 was a while ago. But James Franklin has coached in a Big Ten championship. He's won it. I was at that game, actually. Penn State about killed my dad that night. But I don't know. I don't have a good feeling about Oregon in this Big Ten championship game. And I was going to be all over Ohio State beating them as a revenge spot, but even still, I'm all over Penn State for the cover.
What if Oregon is Washington of last year, and you can't explain it, they just go undefeated till they lose in the national championship?
Then so be it, but hopefully they only beat Penn State by one.
Yeah, you're taking Penn State to cover, not to win.
Yeah.
So you can even take a field goal. Yeah, 49.5 is interesting. It's weird seeing Penn State at 3 and Oregon at 1 at the end of a season.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is technically the biggest game. But I view it as one of the worst Big Ten games. I know it's biased.
I wish it was Indiana. How fun would it be if it was Indiana? Here's the other thing. How crazy would it be if Oregon won the Big Ten, Texas won the SEC, SMU won the ACC, and Arizona State won the Big 12. Four teams that were all never a part of those conferences all went in and won.
The Pac-12 teams won that many, so you already have Arizona State. Let's take Penn State. I hate James Franklin. I'm going to be rooting for at least a good football game. The biggest thing with Penn State is every time they get in a big game, they poop their pants and cannot run an offense. Their defense typically arrives, Will they have... What are we watching?
I'm seeing some sus commercials on here tonight.
Will they have an offense? Because yeah. Penn State had every opportunity to beat Ohio State this year and did not do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think it might just they might just have a Michigan and Ohio State problem. Put a different logo on the helmet. It's a big. It might look a little. It might look a little bit like the Ohio State O, but it's a different team. I don't know. I've got a good feeling about Penn State here.
Oregon. I don't hate it. I'm not allowed to touch them. But hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully
yeah.
It's,
why don't you talk about the another team you're not allowed to touch?
Yeah. We'll get to yours later in the NFL, sir. I am taking, at the 4 o'clock hour, sorry, we're going backwards here, Georgia at Texas. I'm taking Georgia money line, plus 120. Georgia's back in the SEC championship. Not surprised. They're always in the SEC championship ever since. It's them or Bama, but Kirby will be locked in. They're not getting down 17-0. It's not a rivalry game. The first game, Beck threw three picks. Now, I understand Etienne had three TDs. Is Etienne even playing? And I don't think he is.
I saw he entered the transfer portal today.
So he's not playing.
I don't know if that means you finish out the season. It'd be kind of... I don't know.
How is he still in college? Anyway.
He's probably driving recklessly
Beck had
currently.
Three picks. Ewers had like two TDs and an INT. But Texas could not do anything the first time they played.
Mm-hmm.
They beat them, I think, 30-15 the first time. Another game that I don't think was too particularly close. And it was one of the biggest shocks. I try, in this case, not to use too much recency bias because clearly in rivalry games, weird things happen.
True that.
Ewers, once again... And I know he was in a rivalry game last week. Throws that pick six in a chance to really just end the game in the third quarter against A&M. They are right back in a 10-point game. Ewers in a big game kind of scares me.
So does Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one thing that scares me, though, is Georgia giving up a ton of rushing yards to Georgia Tech. And Texas can run the ball. That's the one thing that scares me. But I like it from the standpoint that it's in Atlanta. It's familiar territory. It's the same thing with Penn State, Oregon. It's familiar territory for one team. Weird new vibes for the other team. Texas has never played in an SEC championship.
And I know it's been this year. And this isn't Georgia teams of old. But Georgia in the last 4 years has one loss to people not named Alabama.
And it's Lane Kiffin, hottie totty.
So, for whatever reason, I don't think Texas is winning this game.
Here's your other thing. Georgia lost this game last year and ruined their season. Heartbreak to Bama.
I feel like
they're going to be hard-pressed to do it again.
So, and they're fighting for their playoff lives.
Yeah, if Georgia loses this game,
so
they're out.
Sneak in like Miami.
Yeah, they're out.
So they have more to play for. It's a home game. I know Texas fans. I know they travel. But
are the points? What are the points? Is it Texas by 2.5?
It is Texas by 3.
Oh, take the points, dude. Take the plus 3 with Georgia.
And minus 115?
Yeah, just take the points. You're getting a whole field goal there. That's powerful. Just take the points. They're giving you 3 for a reason. Don't complain and just take it.
I did bet a buddy Georgia moneyline, though.
Oh, I forgot. That's why you had it moneyline, yeah.
But...
Well, tell your buddy you're taking the points now.
For the pod. I don't know if he understands that. For the pod, we'll do that. All right, take the people to church tomorrow.
Welcome to the National Football League, the greatest league on the entire planet. Packers-Lions, Thursday night football. I'm making a homer pick, which scares me a little bit because last time I picked my team, they did not cover for me. But give me Packers plus +3. This game was, I think the Lions were favored by like 4.5, 5.5 in Lambeau like a month ago. Mm-hmm. Now the Lions are only favored by 3 points at home. Weird. And all the Lions have done is just gone out and destroyed teams. But all the Lions have gone out and done is get injured too. And I think that's what you're seeing in this number. Today, it was announced the entire Lions starting D-line, minus Aleem McNeil, is dead. Deceased. That's a problem. I don't care who... I know the Lions are a wagon. I know they're a juggernaut. It does not matter who you are. If you're missing 7 of your 8 defensive linemen from the beginning of the year, that's a problem. You also have your left tackle out in Decker. That might lead... I don't think that's going to be a big impact, but it might lead to 1/3 and long where the left tackle gets beat and a sack happens, which that'd be important.
Old Dan Skipper.
But it's not to say the Packers don't have injuries either. No Jair, no Romeo Dobbs. The best linebacker's out, and one other dude. I can't remember who else was on. Another corner.
Four guys.
Yep, it was another corner. So, Packers also have some key injuries, but... we're talking an entire position. Oh, not even to mention just the D-line. The linebackers, too. The entire front seven is literally dead.
Is Jack Campbell?
He's the only one. It's literally Jack. Yeah, they're going to have to hold it down. So the line is telling you everything. The Lions are still an amazing team, and they could very well go out and win this game. But it's a revenge spot for the Packers. They got embarrassed, frankly, at home a month ago. So... they're going to want to avenge that loss. And it also just feels like a scheduled loss. The Packers are playing really good football right now. They're playing the best of the year. And I got to throw out the Jordan Love Toyotathon stat. He's a different quarterback when Toyotathon's going on. And last year at Ford Field, he cooked.
How long does Toyotathon go on?
It goes on for a while. I think through pretty much the end of the year.
Oh, my word.
So, go buy a Toyota.
The Lions. Please end the Toyota talk. It's going to be fun tomorrow. We're watching it together. My wife's a diehard Lions. He's a diehard Packers. For the most part, I tow the line, so it's going to be fun. Part of towing the line includes both teams have defensive players out in key positions, corner for the Pack and D-line, linebackers for the Lions. I'm taking the over in this game, 51.5. Minus 108. Give me all the points. Both teams are going to move the ball. Lions still have their full offense. And they moved the ball up and down on the Packers last time. I don't expect it to change. It's going to be nicer weather, obviously. It's in Ford Field. But the Packers are going to probably come out, throw a big punch like they did on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I hope they start with a flea flicker.
It's going to be... I think it's just going to be... you know, 30s. That guy's foot is on the line, by the way. I think it's going to be 30s in this game, which is definitely the over.
Yeah, I think points are the more likely outcome here with all those defensive. I mean, the Packers should be able to run it. Josh Jacobs has been a unit. They should be able to run it and keep drives alive. Both teams have good kickers. That's something you need in an over. Both kickers should be able to nail field goals.
When we say run it, like, we're talking both teams will be getting 15 yards a carry.
Correct.
For a lot of the first couple drives.
Yeah.
Like, the ball is going to be moving up and down the field.
Yep, and both teams, it's not a typical Thursday night game where both teams are coming off short rest. They're actually both coming off a full week of rest because they played on short rest the week before.
Which I actually like.
Yeah.
There's not an advantage for one team, and there shouldn't be in a game of this caliber. But,
so, yeah, give me the Packers, and you're taking the over.
Yeah, should be, at the very least, a very entertaining game.
For sure, and it's an important game for the one seed for the division. If the Packers win this game, it gets awfully hairy for the Lions.
Yeah, I guess my one argument is they don't lose 2 games in a row, and I think they lose next week, so...
That's the thing. I think the Lions are going to go 1-1 over the next 2 weeks. I don't know which one, though.
I can live with that. I think it'll probably be that. And they'll still... I think that means they're still a one seed, right? How many losses do the Eagles have?
I think also, they'd be tied. I think they'd have the same record.
That's the thing, is that if they beat the Packers and lose the Bills, that doesn't affect their seeding.
Correct.
As far as the NFC standards.
Yeah, if you're the Lions, you definitely want to beat the Packers and lose to the AFC team, because that doesn't matter.
But yeah, it should be exciting. We're pumped for that game. We got four more, two each. I'm going to do my one on Sunday at 1. Yeah, world.
Give us your gross AFC North.
They played 2 weeks ago. I hate when games are played within 3 weeks. It's like, who makes these schedules and why can't we space this out a little?
Same thing with Cardinals Seahawks. They're playing again this week.
It doesn't make sense. Browns at the Steelers. Browns are getting 6.5 at -110. This is still a division game. Jameis has reignited this offense. Nick Chubb is getting healthier. He had a touchdown last week, much to Charlie's dismay. They played 3 weeks ago. I don't know what people are, and I understand it was a blizzard, but I don't know what people are seeing from the Steelers that says they're going to blow them out this time. I get the Steelers are a better team.
But I think the Browns will keep it close. Steelers win. So.
Yeah, next play is Bears at Niners. Give me the Bears +4. This is going to be my new coach bump. If you want to be inspired, go listen to the new Bears head coach talk about his weight loss. You can. He is a football guy, to say the least. He's forgetting to eat because he's so consumed with football. That's phenomenal. So Bears +4. Niners are a dead team. McCaffrey's out. Give me the Bears.
Yeah, and Mason's out. I like, and like you said, you briefly talked about it earlier, Bears have been close in a lot of games.
Correct. Recently. They are knocking on the door for a win. They might break through, but at least it'll be close.
The next game, I am not figuring out. The next game, I have the Bills heading to L.A. They're going to dog walk the Rams. I know they have Stafford, Nakua, Cup, all that, Kyron. It doesn't matter. The Bills are the best team. They're blowing teams out recently. So give me the Bills to cover and cover big against.
Yeah, three Stafford. And a, you're getting the better part of this number here. It's been at 4 most of the week. This is not enough points. You would need 6.5 for me to even think about Rams.
Hit us with the last one.
Jimmy, Chargers at Chiefs. Give me the Chargers +4. All the Chiefs do is play close games and win due to devil magic being performed under the stadium. I can only... My heart goes out to all the people they've sacrificed to win these games. It's ridiculous.
Jimmy hates the devil, though. This is good.
Yeah, he's going to kill the devil this week. The game last week, I mean, botched snap in the weirdest way possible. I mean, that just doesn't happen to anyone else besides the Chiefs. They're getting super... They've been on the... you could easily say, and I don't think anyone would fight me on this, they've been the luckiest team in the NFL. They've played a lot of mid-football, and what are they? They're like 8-0 or something like that in one-score games. Like,
it reminds me of the Steelers a couple years ago when they went 11-1.
And Vikings. Yeah. A couple years ago when they lost to Daniel Jones in the playoffs because they were frauds.
Frauds!
And now Daniel Jones is a Viking. Life comes at you fast. But Dobbins is out, which scares me a little bit. But I don't know. I think the Chargers keep this one close.
I think one of your points was O'Connell moved the ball on him.
That's maybe true. Yeah, yeah. Well. Chiefs defense has looked a little suspect as of lately, and O'Connell actually was able to move the ball on them, which that tells you. Also, Chiefs O-line blows. Mahomes is getting sacked left and right. I think Chargers get home.
I like it. Let's go through what we did. I had Tulane Army. I'm taking Army to cover +4.5. I got the Maction. Give me Miami -1.5. Saturday I got Georgia -3 at -115 or +3 at -115. I did not alt line it. Football. I'm taking the Lions pack over 51.5. I'm taking the Browns. I cannot believe I'm saying that. A 3-win team to cover 6.5. It's too big for a rivalry-hated ugly conference game, and then or division, and then the Bills are gonna take Sean McVay out on the town.
Yep, I've got the Fighting Dillinghams forks up. Arizona State -2 against Iowa State. I got Penn State to keep the Big Ten championship close at +3.5. Packers, hopefully money line, but +3 against the Lions. And Bears +4 at the Niners -110. And Chargers as well +4 at the Chiefs -110. And those are the plays.
Those are the plays. Enjoy your, quote, championship week of football. Obviously going to be heavy NFL coming up. We'll probably do one review of all our college futures, at least that matter. I don't think we did any, like, natty champs. So I think college is wrapped up.
Just a lot of win totals. And a big one hit this week.
Buckeyes under.
Buckeyes under. Thank you, Michigan.
You know what didn't hit? Utah to make the playoff.
They just missed it. They just missed it. We were so close.
Oh, anyway,
there's a reason we know now why they were +200 at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
we now know.
Were they not the best odds?
I don't remember, but we were sitting there thinking like, "Oh, this is free money." No, it wasn't.
I wonder what Arizona State's odds were.
Theirs were probably +2,000 at least. I would imagine.
Anyway, we're gonna get back on the winning track. Hopefully, close out this season with respect. Get around 500. We just gotta, you know, slowly inch our way up there. So, have a good championship week, and we will catch you on the next one.